Hello.
Hi, this is Kyle with Family First Calling.
Hey, how's it going? This is Olivia.
Give me one moment. Let me just pull up the case. Okay. So I see you had your assessment done on the 1st, right?
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you have the SCs, the service coordinator's name, phone number, any information for them?
Yeah, actually, I can just send you her contact info, like, right now.
Do you have her email as well?
I don't have her email. I have her name, and I have her phone number.
Is it a direct line?
I'm going to text it to you right now. It's Nisi Montgomery, and I need to pull
her phone. You can just text it to me. It's fine. You can text it to this number, and I also wanted to follow up with you. Who are you going to be using as the caregiver?
As I am the caregiver for my mom.
Okay,
I am the primary caregiver, and my husband is the secondary caregiver.
So there's two caregivers?
Well, so Nisi said that, like, my husband is supposed to be considered the second caregiver because he's the guy who, like, gets groceries and, like, you know, picks up stuff.
If
and
it's
then
two caregivers, it's a set schedule, so it cannot be, like, whenever you guys want, though. It's a set
schedule. Okay, yeah. Like, 99% of the time, it's just me. Like, he just, like, grabs groceries.
I'm gonna onboard you. Fine. So, give me, what is your first name?
Olivia.
And your last name?
Leposa. That's Leposa.
Amazing. So, I'm gonna give this to the onboarding coordinator to reach out to you regarding, so that when we get the authorization, we can, you know, move on board. Okay, so I did just let her know that. And then, let's see, hold on. Okay, I'm going to hang up now and you text me the service coordinator's information and I will reach out to her. Yes?
Okay. I just sent it to you. I sent you both, like, her contact number and her office number.
Oh, I do see this. Amazing. Thank you very much. I'm going to reach out
to her. Oh, cool. All right. Have
Thank
a good
you.
One.
You too. Bye-bye.